Howdy, folks. I see some of the big companies, they're starting to economize. One of them just sent a letter to all its salesmen saying, gentlemen, whatever you've been stealing on your expense account, effective immediately, please steal only half as much. Well, this is Pat Buttram again for delicious double mint chewing gum with just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Well, maybe you didn't know, but today's the 49th anniversary of the coming out party of one of the most important gals that ever came down the pike. I'm speaking about Lizzie. I don't think they had any notion then how Lizzie was going to revolutionize the lives and habits of the world. Well, for one thing, she didn't like the dirt and gravel roads that she found everywhere, so we built new ones out of concrete. And she was a great one for travel, Lizzie was, so we had to build motels and hot dog stands everywhere. Now, there was one gal who, as the old saying goes, was well-oiled whenever she stepped out. Of course, Lizzie wasn't her real name, you know. Folks just call her that. Her real name was Model T. Model T Ford, yeah. When you think of all of the great women of history, don't forget Lizzie. Tin Lizzie. The greatest gal that ever wore fenders, believe me. Had her coming out party just 49 years ago today. Well, these days, of course, there's a lot of driving with the Model D. D means double mint, of course. And it's, a smart driver. It always keeps a supply in the car to help chew away some of the vexations and the tensions and all that you're apt to meet up with on the road there. Well, what's even more helpful, of course, chewing delicious double mint helps keep you more alert and refreshed behind the wheel. And, of course, you know, the alert driver is a safe driver. Well, Model T's were swarming around the country like flies around a sugar bowl by the time that Irving Berlin got around to writing a song called Blue Skies, which the Halloran Quartet want to sing for us right now.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Singing a song, nothing but bluebirds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly.
2 days, all of them gone, nothing but
blue skies from now on.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long.
I never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things growing so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my love is by the blue days.
All the
gone, nothing but blue skies.
From now on.
I noticed the boys in the orchestra, they certainly enjoyed that number. They haven't looked up to see blue skies all summer here. Oh, I'll say they're in great form, though. Racing form, that is, of course. Well, I'll tell you, they can have their daily doubles. I'll I'll take my daily double mint. It's wholesome and refreshing, you know. You can just chew it often every day. And after every meal, to help keep your teeth clean and looking their best. And, of course, you know, clean teeth are always in fashion. Well, it's surprising. I've noticed how many folks still like the old-fashioned polka music. Of course, I was just kidding about the orchestra and the racing form. they've been studying up music instead for the E-flat polka. Here it is. I was reading in the papers some suggestions on what to have at a formal dinner. Oh, it told about soup and fish and meat and potatoes. And then it said there that no formal dinner is complete without nuts. So always invite a few of them along. But what I was getting at, this same paper had an article blaming juvenile delinquency on the automobile. It said children started getting wild when folks turned their woodsheds into garages. Of course, myself, I blame the electric razor because it did away with the old razor strop. Of course, the buggy whip could take the orneriness out of the flaming youth pretty good. Well, my dad, he wasn't too fussy about what he used, a razor strop, buggy whip, a shingle, hairbrush. Or if he was in a hurry, he'd just pull the belt off of his pants and let me have that. But I tell you, if a child is good, it's a nice idea to reward him. Say with some delicious double mint chewing gum, huh? You keep a few packages of double mint handy around the house to give the kids as a treat during the day. Children love double mint. And it's good for them, too. That's one thing. It's a light treat that's never rich or heavy, so they can chew all they like of it. Doesn't matter if they chew it right up to mealtime, either, because wholesome double mint won't ever get them all filled up or spoil their appetite. Well, now it's Buttram bonus time. Well, for today's Buttram bonus, maybe you'd like to have me explain the famous Buttram tipping system. You know how it is. Nobody is ever sure how much to tip. You hate to tip too little, and you sure hate to tip too much. Well, I've worked out some tipping rules. Of course, it's quite possible that as you rise from the table after leaving a Buttram-sized tip, you'll hear the waiter maybe mutter words like tightwad or chiseler. Yeah, but this is covered nicely by an old adage, which you can recite to the waiter if you wish. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but you, sir, may stick your nose in the mashed potatoes. Remember, it's just as bad to overtip as undertip. And if you overtip, you're a chump. If you undertip, you're a cheapskate. Of course, neither of them's very flattering, but you'll save money by being called a cheapskate, you know. Another thing, now, don't hide your tip under a plate. I mean, be brave. Just put it right out there where he can see what a thrifty person you are. Of course, a mistake some folks make when they're dining out is the way they try to attract the waiter's attention. They go, psst. No, I beg you, don't psst to a waiter. No, you can to a horse, or you can to a pretty girl, but you can't psst to a waiter. No, the only person who can go psst is the head waiter. He can. And, of course, the reason he does is because he can't speak too good of English in the first place. Of course, our little songbird, Paula Richards, is looking for a tip here. So, all right, Paula, take a whole package of double mint there. You'd wheedle me out of it sooner or later anyhow. But Paula and the quartet are going to sing Beautiful Dreamer.
Beautiful dreamer, wake unto me. Starlight and dewdrops are waiting for thee. Sounds of the rude world heard in the day, lulled by the moonlight, have all passed away. Beautiful dreamer, queen of my song, list while I woo thee with soft melody. Gone are the cares of life's busy throng. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me.
Does it for today. We'll, of course, we'll be back tomorrow at the same time. I hope you'll join us then. Meanwhile, just think of us while you're chewing your double mint, will you? And think of double mint whenever you drop in at your friendly dealers. Buy several packs at a time, so, you know, you'll always have plenty with you. Well, this is Pat Buttram, and I've come to the conclusion that happiness is the sensation you get when you're too busy to be miserable. Goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow, huh?